This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. October 2nd is Jim Furno's final day as Burlington City Manager. He's leaving to run a business that he bought in Council Bluffs. Furno says helping people to work together was the most rewarding aspect of the city manager job, but it could also be the most challenging.
People come from different perspectives, different viewpoints, and are trying to achieve different ends. So it's difficult finding a balance where you get people feeling that they've been heard. Everyone is listened to during that process because not everyone's going to have their desires necessarily achieved. But hopefully at some point in that process, they've been able to be a part of the process.
And as a city manager, you sort of have to play the peacemaker, or you have to play some sort of role in bringing everyone together?
There are times, yes, and not always is that easy. There are other people that have done a great job around here at being that peacemaker. In fact, you know, a lot of times it's the mayor who's the one who's getting to go around doing that.
As you look back to the time when you were coming here, what is it about Burlington that drew you to Southeast Iowa?
I think I would say a challenge. The community was in bad financial shape. It was a good career advancement for me. But what made it to where I was willing to actually move forward on it was having a unified council. The council at the time had, they understood that there were some issues that need to be worked on, and they were willing to do it and really committed to making changes that needed to be made to right-size our operations. If that wasn't there, I wouldn't have come here.
Do you feel the city's on firm financial ground now?
A lot better than it was. And I think that Burlington will always have some financial challenges. It's our infrastructure is old, and we're not a growing community. We've gradually shrunk in population since about 1970, and that trend has continued. We are a good retail regional hub, but we still face a gradually smaller group of people to cover a level of service, an existing level of service, and deteriorating infrastructure. So it's always going to be something that is going to require a lot of prioritization to make sure that you stay on top of.
As you look back on your 8-plus years in Burlington, what do you feel the city has accomplished?
Well, we've seen an awful lot of development in the downtown area. Being able to get through one major project on a sewer separation has been neat. Being able to see one phase of the flood wall get accomplished, finished, and just starting on the next phase is neat. We've been able to see the police department move into a new facility that should be able to meet their needs much better than what the previous one did. We completed one downtown facade project, and as we get ready for the Tiger Grant, I mean, there's a lot of neat things going on there. The Manor site has been something that was a controversial project, and then the way it ended up, there was a lot of negative feelings as a part of it just because it didn't successfully complete, but now we've been able to see that get developed over the last few years.
Burlington City Manager Jim Furno says the city has also attracted a few new manufacturers and seen other businesses expand during the 8 years he's been here. October 2nd is Furno's final day as city manager. However, he will continue to do the job as an independent contractor while the city council conducts the search for his successor. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.